Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're going to talk about how to create an internet marketing strategy. And one of the reasons that we need to understand this is because all business today is done on the internet. How to create an internet marketing strategy. Online and brick and mortar businesses require internet marketing strategies. A comprehensive internet marketing strategy can launch or increase sales substantially for a business. Internet marketing requires a knowledge of social media, search engine organization, blogs, email lists, affiliate marketing, and more. If you do not already recognize the terms, you will want to learn more about internet marketing. If you are ready to launch a business or product, then you should research, create, and track a marketing strategy online as well as in print. Read the steps to find out how to create an internet marketing strategy. Develop your brand name and image before communicating with your market. In today's marketing world, a brand name and image is as important as the strategy itself. Your brand makes you recognizable among competitors, so pick a name, trademark, website, letterhead, and business plan before launching a strategy. And my brand is to teach people how to live without limits. That's why this show is called Live Without Limits. And where did I come up with the name Live Without Limits? For instance, I happen to have cerebral palsy, and for many years, I was always told, you're helpless. You can't live on your own. You can't think for yourself. You can't hold a job. You can't. And for me, that was to tell me I can't do anything. It's like putting a red flag in front of me and challenging me to prove you wrong. And therefore, the term live without limits to me means that in spite of the disability, the world is open to me and I can do anything that I so choose to do. And not only is my radio show called Live Without Limits, but I have now set up a Google Hangout and that is also called Live Without Limits. Why? Because that is my brand. Let me tell you another thing. When I was in school, it was before there were laws on the books guaranteeing people with disabilities the right to an education, much less employment. Therefore, when I was in the classroom, I was the only person with a disability. And yet, 25 and 35 years later, not only after graduating high school and college, but actually living in a totally different city, I ran into people that I knew from elementary school through high school, and they remember me. Why? Because I was the one that was different. I was the one that they teased. And why did they tease me? Because people at that time did not understand what a disability is, and because they didn't see people with disabilities, and because people with disabilities were hidden away and treated like they were non-existent. Therefore, that has become my brand. Study your competition. Study them from their website through their sales process, including their marketing strategies. Identify the past and ongoing marketing strategies of your largest competitors. So you know what works in your given market. Study your market. Decide if you are part of a niche market. If so, you will want to center your strategy for the demographic instead of all internet consumers. Choose your ideal consumer. Decide who your demographic is in order to target it with your strategy. Focus on the majority of your online marketing budget on your ideal demographic. And why are those things important? Because you know what? Every business, every corporation has competition. And what makes one stand out from the other is usually their marketing. Think about it. Disney, whenever they have a movie, especially animated children's movies, what do? They have a marketing tool where what do? Their strategy is if they're going to sell things through Burger King or through McDonald's where they have those pictures on it or where they sell that thing. And I know that I've been reading a lot about Robin Williams recently simply because he committed suicide. And what happens is mental illness is a form, is a disability. It's a hidden disability that a lot of people don't recognize. And unless you get the help, you fall through the cracks. And yes, he was getting the help. But then what happened was, from what I've read, is he recently found out that he has Parkinson's disease. And that in itself creates another depression, especially for people who were born healthy and all of a sudden find themselves disabled later in life. It is something that is very difficult for them to deal with. And Robin Williams is just a matter of a few months older than I am. So he grew up in that era when people with disabilities were hidden away. And yes, he's an entertainer, and yes, he has done a lot of things to bring awareness, but it doesn't mean that when it fell on him that he was able to deal with it. So that combined with the depression that he was already feeling led to where he, you know, what he did to himself. So remember, we need to remember that, and there are resources, there are hotlines that when you get to that point, call that hotline, talk to someone, because they can help you get through that state of where you are, where you want to do something to yourself. And I'm just using that as an example here, because because, in essence, one of the things that I've been reading about is that when he did Aladdin, he did not like the commercialization, and he did not want his name used or the genie used to commercialize and make money for the studio. But the problem is that whoever headed the studio at that time, it just, that when they found out what goal they had in having him do what he did, then guess what? They went back on their word. And you know what? That's why he did not do the second Aladdin movie. And then finally, when they had a new head, what did they do? They apologized and they sent him $1 million Picasso picture. And in essence, they had to make nice with him so he would do the third Aladdin. And I just recently read today that because of the success and the name that his name was linked to, that you've seen more and more successful entertainers be willing to do more animated films. Now, mimic the successful marketing strategies of your competitors. The market research should tell you how many followers your competitors have on Facebook, how many people they send their email list to, and how many people comment on their blog entries. This means that the demographic responds well, and these campaigns on your list for your strategy. Now, one thing that I've done is I'm involved with a company called 20 Now Marketing, and through them, I can put up a website on my own name. I can have my Google Hangout sit there as an archive. I can do it live on their website. When I do it live and I send out links and I have people watching it on that website. And you know what? Everything goes through Facebook. And why does it go through Facebook? Because Facebook has one of the tightest security systems available. And in using Facebook security, it has a way of getting in and accessing information, then you are protecting yourself and your website. And I already have one website called onepersonalcareercoach.com. And as branding myself, I have also used my name, and it's called sdavidashinsky.com. And as what I want to do is use it as an avenue where I can place blogs, and I have had a number of people go to my blog and read it and just send me messages. And it has created a following for me. So, create a multifaceted internet marketing strategy. In order to increase your brand recognition, you should launch several marketing campaigns at once. The following are marketing strategies that you should look at starting within a few weeks of each other. Create social media accounts and assign someone to launch interesting material every day. In order to attract followers, social media accounts and blogs must be consistently updated, or pay someone to write search engine optimization articles. Articles that mention popular keywords related to your product, but also offer tips or advice is a great way to introduce people to your product. They also help your website to show up on the first pages of an internet search. Do not scrimp on the money you spend for search engine articles. Google has created a way to list top quality articles first. Collect or buy email lists. People who have stores have more likely collected emails through the years, which can be used for email blasts. If you do not have emails, you can buy them from marketing companies or neighboring markets. Send an initial blast and monthly blast updating your customers on the new products. Now, let me explain to you something about email lists. There are certain emails that are in there that are not valid. And if you use a company like AWeber or iContact, you know what happens? The more emails that get rejected, the less chance that you will find that your email address will be blacklisted and you will no longer be able to send emails. So what you need to do is have a way to clean up your email list so that you reduce the number of rejected emails. Create videos of people using your product, how-tos, or people vouching for your product. You can launch these videos via your website, YouTube, video, Facebook, or other places in order to draw interest to your website. Now, one of the things I want to talk about that's not mentioned here is Google Hangouts. Why? Because you can link Google Hangouts to YouTube so that when you do a Google Hangout, you can post it on your website. You can have it posted on YouTube, and it increases the opportunity for you to be viewed and gain momentum with the following. Buy ads on sites that cater to your market. Communicate your brand image, videos, or other products, information on banner ads. If you don't have the skills to craft a well-designed ad, hire a graphic designer to create a good ad. Let me talk about that, because one of the things is when you look at the job market and the skill set that people had in the past before the internet, people that were graphic designers before were the people who did your logos, your brochures. And let me explain to you about something. Before the internet, before websites, if you had to change location, if you had to change a time, then you know what? You had to throw out those brochures that you just paid for, and you have to have them reprinted. So what does that do? That increases your income. Today, with a website, you can post the dates of your seminars, you can post the timings, you can post the locations. If anything changes, you can go in there in a matter of seconds and make changes, and it costs you nothing. So, whereas previously, when you started a business, you had to have at least anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000 in overhead. Today, if you start a business online through a website, you can virtually do it for $1,000 or less. So, these are things that you need to consider. And also, what was a secretary in an office who worked for four or five different people on one set salary today is a virtual assistant. And guess what? If you're charging someone, anywhere from $20 to $30 an hour, and you have five clients that you work with doing their secretarial work, you just increased your income. And you can determine what you charge them an hour based on your experience. Whereas you had to depend on the company increasing your salary before, you had more control over how much you make and how many days you work or what hours you work. Because when you work in an office, you did it from 9 to 5. When you work from home, you can start at 7 in the morning, you dine, you can work till noon, then you take another break. You take the breaks when you want it, and you can have more family time because guess what? When the children go to sleep, you have the evening to work. Set up attracting capabilities for all of your campaigns. The easiest way to do this is to set up Google Analytics account through your main Google account. Create a campaign for each facet of your strategy so that you can look back later and see which ones have the best return on investment. Consider buying print ads that center to your consider buying print ads that cater to your market that also launch at the same time as your internet marketing campaign. Track this ad by buying a similar domain name that redirects to your site. Let a Google Analytics campaign track the success of the print ad in comparison to your internet marketing through this other domain. And let me tell you, not only did I buy the name AskDavidaShinsky.com, but I also bought the name EmploymentAndJobOpportunities.com. And what I did was redirect that particular domain name to a replicating site so that every time someone pulls up that information, they will go to my business that I have with another company. Launch your campaign in the same few days and weeks. Be consistent. If your method requires communication, when customers follow through with all of your orders as quickly as possible in order to create good news on your website and other marketplaces. Evaluate your return on investment and repeat any strategies that were successful if and when you launch new products. Some campaigns are ongoing, and you can try to slowly or virally increase your following. Sign up for trial versions of email blast software, such as Constant Contact, Vertical Response, or Revolution. These programs allow you to make email blasts using templates, and you can pay with monthly or yearly installments. As your online marketing strategies begin, also consider affiliate marketing. With this type of marketing, other people advertise your products. All products that are sold leading from their site that will give them a portion of the profit. This is a good way to increase your online ads without paying for them in advance. And let me explain to you why today it is important to think about affiliate marketing as an option. One good reason is that, you know what, there are a lot of companies that complement your product or service. And when you work with them as an affiliate, not only do you help them sell their products, but you earn a commission. And in the process, you gain contacts that you wouldn't have for your business, or you can incorporate the products that you have into what that company is already doing so that you basically help each other build a successful business. The understanding is that whereas previously people had a 9-to-5 job, well, it may be a 9-to-5 job, but guess what? They had, for many of them, they had 2 hours travel time between morning and evening. They had, when they got home, they had to wind down, and then only after they wound down did they have time for their family. When you work from home, you don't have the cost of food or eating out in restaurants. You don't have to worry about transportation, because that cuts you, get your gas bill, and then, you know what, you also get tax breaks because you work from home. You can always turn a certain percentage of what you're earning and take it off your income tax based on what you earned that year. And it just helps you to understand that companies, large corporations, are looking for ways to cut their expenses. So I've known a number of people who have worked for Apple. And what does Apple do in their technology? They will hire you and charge you to train you how to be a support technician. And then they will supply you with the computer. You have to set up the internet. You have to set up the phone service. Then they will retrack all the calls that come into their center, into your home, and then you work with the client. And many times what happens is that you're finding that when someone calls tech support, they think they're talking to someone right there in the office. And in essence, they're talking to someone that works for Apple, that works from home. And you know what? That is a growing trend. And you also see where the government has talked about how we need to consider in creating jobs. Well, the sad part is that there are jobs in companies starting up every day. But many of them, if they took and developed their software and sold it through High Five Guys or a Office Depot or a Staples, they have to almost double and triple the price by keeping it low by working with affiliates. And you know what? They have kept not only their expenses low, but they have earned money by from affiliates who actually sign up to use the product and market it for them. Because if you have to turn around and market your products and promote them, whether it's online, whether it's on television, whether it's on radio, you have to put that into the cost of your product. And guess what? That cost has increased so much that you have just doubled and tripled the price. And then you've got to compete against other products who may be cheaper than what you're offering. So what I want to do is remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for personal coaching or group coaching. And then what? And I would like to remind you that you can come back next month, next week, and we will have another session on internet marketing.